And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
Been a great run, out there this year, kind of winding down. We're talking about Grand Canyon University, the big voice guy telling us it's time for our Grand Canyon University Sports Report. It's our weekly check in on this great School of Higher Learning on the west side, 33rd Avenue in Camelback, blowing up thanks to great academics, online classes, small classrooms in a Christian atmosphere on campus, and they got intercollegiate athletics, including their softball team. And you know my love. This one's personal for me. You know my love for the ladies and the women's softball. You know my daughter plays, so I love it. And, in fact, I love it because they've got a great coach out there. She's Ann Pearson, the head coach of the GCU Loop softball team. She joins me now. Annie, get your gun. It's Kevin McCabe. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know that I hope Annie gets your gun. I hope you know. You've heard what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I've never heard that before. I've gotten that my whole life. Thank you.
All right. Well, my sister's Annie. So, hey, by the way, before we get going, where's my double XL gear? Where's my
When are you coming by?
I got to say, I came out to see you earlier this year. My daughter, we purchased, which is, I think it was a donation. We bought one of the pink shirts for breast cancer awareness, and it's one of her faves. I noticed it. It's in her rotation. She wears it to school, rocking the Lopes over there at Pueblo. So good deal.
Yeah,
right?
Atta girl.
I just need to get my fat body in one of those I love it. All right, and I want to talk about some of the highlights and some of the honors for some of your players, and I'm going to ask you about them in a minute. But let me get a little overview from you. You go 22-25, 14-14 during the conference. And I want to ask you, how would you assess the season? And I'm going to give you some choices here, all right? Or maybe you'll give me your own. Was it A? Was it just okay? Was it B? Great. We faced a lot of adversity, kids growing up. C, disappointing. D, all of the above. Or E, other. How's that?
let's go D and E. Oh. And then the other, I'm going to throw in underachieving. We were very talented, very young, but very
I wanted
talented.
To say, Annie, I was going to say that, but I this is the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, and they're college kids, I'm hurt because I thought you had a bunch of talent out there.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm certainly proud of the kids and the athletes, the student athletes that we brought in, and once again did very well in the classroom. So I'm always proud of them for that. And, you know, and we had, you know, we battled with some adversity, certainly, and you know, the PacWest Conference is tough, but we had very high expectations coming off of last year and certainly felt like we had a very strong team athletically this year. And you know, we were kind of up and down a little bit here and there and figuring some things out. But the good thing is our babies, our freshmen, that's what we like to call
sure.
them. Our babies got a lot of experience this year. You know, so they're all ready for their sophomore years. And we've got four freshmen coming in that are excited to get here. They'd get here tomorrow if they could. So,
all right, hold the horses on. I want to ask you about them. Final follow-up question to that, though. Having said that it was underachieving, they know it. They know it, too. I mean, the your key players – they know it. I mean, if you're an athlete and you play at this level, you don't need, you know, I don't want to exploit that. They know they didn't play as well as they probably should have.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
sure.
All right. And it begins, we're talking with Ann Pearson, head softball coach at Grand Canyon University. Anybody who knows softball, and they'll be watching plenty of games on ESPNs coming up here soon. It begins with pitching. Did your staff struggle this year as a whole? Did they grow up? Did they mature a little bit? I mean, was it challenging when it begins with pitching?
Yeah, you know, our entire staff did struggle, and you know, we were really reliant on two juniors to come in and just really carry the load, and we had some freshmen we were gonna run out there and get some experience in different roles, you know, and maybe a few starts, but more in relief, and just kind of figure it out, you know, first round. And they were also coming from out of state. We had one from Washington, one from Oregon, so lots of changes for them this year, and then. We had some injuries that we had to battle, and so we were running them out there a lot faster than we certainly had intended. And you know, it was kind of like being thrown in the deep end of the pool, and said, "Well, here we go, sink or swim." And they learned a lot, and so I was certainly proud of them for battling the way they did, and continuing to learn and adjust and fight. And you know, so the future with the freshmen coming in looks good. We also have another kid next year who was actually in right field most of the time, but she was a pitcher in high school, and she even came to us at one point when we were thin and said, hey, I used to pitch. I'll crank it back up. And we ran her out there when we had a streak of 9 games in 5 days, and she did a great job, and she's already talked to us about, hey, I'll get it all ready to go again this summer, and she's looking forward to getting time in the outfield, and then she'll be ready for us on the mound if we need her. So.
I love to hear it. I love it. And you threw them in the deep end, but they didn't sink. I mean, they battled, and yep. I love to hear that. All right, talk about growing up. She's Ann Pearson at Grand Canyon. Claire Zampini came out of Carl Bakemeyer. By the way, I grew up with Carl Bakemeyer, by the way.
I didn't know that. Good man.
We go way back. Deer Valley, freshman of the year. 414 batting average. She led the team in a bunch of categories. Tell me about Zampini.
Well, gosh, I don't even know where to start. She is just a great kid all the way around. And I think, you know, she's obviously just a freshman, but is way more mature than normal freshmen. You know what I mean? Just not just the athletes, but the age groups as well. And she, you know, she came in. She's one of those kids that's very comfortable with who she is, very comfortable in her own skin. And I think that that made such a big difference with her performances on the field on both sides of the ball. You know, she battled and she was learning different fundamentals and stronger fundamentals as we started with defense and everything. And she did a great job learning and adjusting. And then she is such a threat offensively. She can hit for power. She's a slapper. She's a bunter. She's a power slapper. She's a soft slapper. She can do all of these things. And it really puts a lot of pressure on the defense. She's a very good situational hitter. She sees the situation. She knows what her responsibilities are. And again, just tremendous pressure on the defense. And we can rely on her to get something going. We can rely on her to hit runners in, you name it.
Wow.
So,
and she's
really,
just a freshman.
Really happy.
All right.
Yeah,
Claire Zampini. Claire Zampini, one of the three players to make the All-Pac West team. You also had Montana Lucas, a Cactus Cobra star, went over to Phoenix College as well. She also stepped up for you?
Yes, she was outstanding. Her defense was good last year, but she was able to step up and just play outstanding defense. And big improvement for her was her bunt defense and a lot more aggressive and a lot better reads. And we had her starting out at third, and then we had her at first, and then we had, you know, and then I put her back at third. She was always hitting in the neat part of the lineup. She DP'd for us. She went down with an injury in California, and she was on crutches, but she kept saying, I'll be back tomorrow, I'll be back tomorrow, you know, and we were just laughing at her because she wasn't going to be back that weekend. You know, we're like, crutches, no. So, anyway, so she was ready to go, and I know, you know, if we would have needed to run her out there, we would have been able to do that. So,
all right, what about
she was back the following weekend.
What about my girlfriend, senior Teddy, Teddy Berry, and tough to repeat what she did as a junior. I know she set the bar high. But she did. She was still had a solid year. I mean, a great year for anybody, but I know she felt like she could have done. She sets the bar high, doesn't she?
Oh, she does. She does. You know, Teddy's Teddy, and she has, you know, such high expectations of her performance because that's what it's been her whole life. You know, she doesn't, I don't know, you know, I've never witnessed an off year for her, but an off year for her would be a stellar year for most.
Yes.
You know, she's just a tremendous athlete, and you know, and you can't replace the numbers that she had last year. I mean, I guess you can, but boy, that's a big load to carry. And I think if you're anticipating or pressuring yourself to do that, then it's just really going to be a battle all year long. And we talked to her even at the end of last year and congratulating her on her performances, on her individual achievements, and just really proud of her. And then said, hey, you know, we just want you to know we're not expecting this next year. Don't feel like you got to take the team and put us on your back. Just go be Teddy, and that's going to be plenty for us. So.
And she was still so special. What a wonderful lady.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Annie, Ann Pearson, the head softball coach there at the Grand Canyon University. The roster is initially dotted with a bunch of local JC transfers, and normally people say, well, that's a bad thing, but this JC ball here, Phoenix and Coach Hines over there and Chandler Gill, I mean, it's great softball.
Yes.
Will you continue to pick and choose from there, or will you – well, over the next couple of weeks, will you be out at all the high school games and continue to scour that route? What's the game plan?
Well, we've been doing both, and I'm a big fan of the junior college kids, just like I am the freshmen. I believe there has to be a balance. You know, again, we have four freshmen coming in now and one junior college three. She and I are splitting up, and I'll be at one, she'll be at the other, and then we're wrapping up. We've been at high school games this year quite a bit, and we'll, of course, continue to do that, you know, heading into state throughout this weekend and next week. So, you know, just looking to see what else we're going to add, and then certainly looking at the 2012 class, which we have a pretty big list right now that we're narrowing down. So, you know, it's nice to be able to keep the local talent because the talent is so good here. We don't have to go outside the state. That doesn't mean we won't, but, you know, we've had a couple out-of-state kids here and there. But, you know, we're very fortunate to get to look around the valley and, you know, even down in Tucson, up in Flagstaff, you know, just throughout the state, these kids get to play outside year-round. So they have a big advantage.
That's why I asked for the gear. I'm going to see you out at those games, and I got to be rocking the Lopes softball. And you mentioned, has the word gotten out that this is no longer just like an option, that this is a destination to take your game to another level and play the game and stay here in the Valley, not only here in Arizona, but throughout the Southwest? You're getting videos and emails, yep, and all that stuff from everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting stuff all over the country.
Wow.
We're getting a lot of stuff, even, you know, certainly from Canada. I mean, we're getting it from everywhere. And, you know, kids are figuring out, parents are figuring out Grand Canyon is the place to be.
Yep.
And there's so much stuff going, you know, there's so much stuff going on over at this school, and all the investments that they're putting back into the school, the athletics program. And, you know, it's the place to be. And, you know, with the talk of being able to go Division I here in the near future, you know, that's enticing to a lot of kids and families, and, you know, and certainly our outstanding academic programs, our weather, the school itself, the student life programs.
And you, as their coach.
Come on,
I love what you do.
It.
People don't know her. She's a former Sun Devil, and she's an unbelievable coach, and I love her. How about your Devils ranked number one?
How about the Devils ranked number one, second week in a row?
When are we going to get the little preseason, little tournament with the Canyon and the Devils? And you know, you could have made life easy on you if you would have recruited Dallas. It would have been, you know.
I know. Wouldn't that have been okay, huh?
She's my girlfriend.
Okay.
She's my girlfriend. No. Hey, Annie, great stuff. I know I love what you do and what you stand for, and you're delivering the same kind of program, the same way you played the game at ASU. And I just
I'm
glad you came on and joined us. I want to continue to promote this. I'll see you out at some of the high school, and I invite people, if they go out and watch some of these high school playoff games.
Yes.
And because we've been doing a lot of high school baseball on the show, how good is it from game to game, the amazing talent that you're seeing? And it's not just five or six schools. It's every school, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And right now it's really fun because, you know, everybody's, you know, we've heard about a lot of the injuries and stuff throughout the year. You know, it just happens. You're playing a lot of games. It's a tough sport. And kids are rallying back, and they're all coming back, and everybody's playing hard. And the excitement, you know, from the stands and the excitement from the dugouts, it's a good time to be out watching high school softball right now.
Well, keep up the great work. I look forward to seeing you. I'm coming by. I'm calling you. I'm coming by. I got to rock the gear, okay?
All right, let's go.
I got to look good in purple out there. She's Ann Pearson, the head softball coach there at Grand Canyon University, and our good friend. Best of luck, and we'll see you out at the games, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. See
you. All right, and she played, oh, boy, she was tough, hard-nosed. And same kind of deal they got going at ASU now. She's delivering over at Grand Canyon. Brought Katie Cochran, maybe the best hitter ever from ASU, over as a volunteer assistant. And it's hard because I'm so close. This is, you know, I do the show for me. But I got my softball family that listens to McCabe and Friends, so I got to take care of them. And great opportunity. We give ASU, Clint Myers, and Dallas a bunch of love. Hillary Bach, we love them. We love Mike Kendrea. Kenzie Fowler has been cleared to play down at the U of A, one of our favorites. And Coach Kelly Fowler down at CDO. But Grand Canyon also rocking the Lopes. GCU Lopes to find out more information. We're coming back. Rock and Manooch, a preview of their show live from Wright Hunt. Actually, they're out celebrating Cinco de Mayo. They're dialed in.